So Shlishi Aviakev is very challenging Aliyah in two senses of the term. First of all, it's a little bit depressing, not just because of the Reisha Dekra, the beginning of the Aliyah, which talks about Lo Bitzit Kascha, V'Yosher Levavcha, as the Ramban explains, after your actual righteousness or even your good intentions of Yosher Levavcha, Tavah L'Reshes Tzartzam, Kivirisha Sagoyim Ha'ela, Hashem Elokecha Morisham Yipanecha. And of course, from there, you know, it even gets, you know, worse. Mamrim Ha'yisemim Hashem, Miyom Dati Eschem, and the very extensive review of the Egel Azov and the allusion to the Chedam Raglim and Vitavira Vamasav Vikrosa Tava as well. Mamrim Heyisemim Hashem Miyom Dati Eschem, you know, quite literally, you know, from the very beginning. And so it's, you know, difficult substantively. It's also difficult a little bit textually, sort of wondering, you know, I thought we were done with this in, you know, Parshas Devarim. We had the, you know, Eila Devarim, Asher Dibra Moshe Kol Yisrael, Hein Le'inyan Shitas Rashi, Hein Le'shitas HaRamban, whatever we're trying to get across the Tochacha, and then Ha'il Moshe, Be'eras HaTorah Azos Limor. You know, so I thought it was, you know, Mishneh Torah, that we were going to get into the mitzvos, and we had, you know, the Aseres HaDibros from where it all began, and we had Shema Yisrael. And so what exactly, you know, is going on here in terms of, you know, this review of the most trenchant tochachos? But the Ramban, you know, is sensitive to the question. He gives the, you know, kind of an answer that he gives. I'd like to try to go in a little bit of a different direction than the Ramban's answer while still relating to the same fundamental question is, you know, why are we back in terms of, you know, excoriating the Jewish people? You know, Rashi quotes the famous Medrash Chazal, you know, why to give tochacha, you know, karav lamisa, so you don't have to be chozer, you know, and bochiach shuv, you know, there's a limit to how much, you know, these things you can do. So what exactly is this all about? So again, it's a very difficult aliyah in terms of the substance, and also textually, how does it play in? So I said at the beginning of Parsha Sekev that, to me, the, you know, the theme of the Parsha is really the Ikari Emunah. So, you know, in Rishon, we talked about, you know, Vayanecha Vayarivacha Vayachilcha Samana Sherli Adat and Midas Habitachot, and how significant that is in Eretz Yisrael, and the importance of that, you know, to inheriting Eretz Yisrael Niknes Bisurin. And yesterday we talked about the Ramban's breakthrough in terms of, you know, the Isser of Shichchas Hashem, and that includes the obligation, you know, of Avodas Hashem, that we have to serve God. That's part of Kabbalah Smalchot Shemayim. If you ask me, you know, what the theme of Shlishi Aviakev is, it's actually not the Avonos, but it's actually Tefillah as the means of Tshuva, as one of the, you know, Ikare Yisodos Hadas, is the idea of Heref Meni Vashmidei Vaseos Chalak Vagadol Vatsumimenu. If you pay careful attention to this Aliyah, there's a disproportionate emphasis from beginning to end on the Tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu, to the point where, you know, it's not just the Tefillos, you know, on behalf of the entire nation, but Tefillos even on behalf of individuals. V'gam Ba'aron, Hisanaf Hashem Odash Midovas Paleal Gam Be'Araron Ba'is Hahi, right? Targum Unklus in this context, Heref Meni Vashmidein, which the Gemara Brachos famously says, you know, Adkan Tashash Kocho Shamoshe, you know, Misham Bo'elach, Moshe Nischazik. I think the language of the Gemara is Moshe Nischazik. He was strengthened by this idea of Heref Meni. He was, you know, being told, as Targum translates here, you know, Anach Ba'usa Mikadamai, that if you'll allow your ba'usach, your request, to rest, then I will destroy them. But if you won't, right, by implication, miklal, you know, lav atashomeahein, then, you know, the Jewish people will not be destroyed. So it seems to me that what Moshe Rabbeinu is really doing here, in terms of framing everything within the context of his tefillos, of esnapal, Targum Unklus is from the language of lishtateach, right? Literally to, you know, prostrate oneself. The most desperate form of filos. Vas napali pnei Hashem esarbaim hayom esarbaim halayla asher hisnapalti, you know, ki agorti b'pnei ha'af ha'chema asher amar Hashem lashmid eschem. What Moshe Rabbeinu seems to be doing here isn't tochacha for the sake of tochacha, but the power of tefillah, you know, to bring the Jewish people back from, you know, the very brink. And that's exactly where the Aliyah ends. V'hem amcha v'nachlascha asher hoteita b'chokacha gadol u'bizroacha hanutuya. Right? The idea that, you know, this incredibly deep bond between Hashem and the Jewish people exists, and it can be activated through tefillah, right? Through tefillah be'es, you know, tzara, mima'amakim. So if you'd ask me, I think that this fits in exactly to the motif that we're trying to develop in terms of Parshas Ekev overall, which is a certain fundamental ideas that Moshe considers to be absolutely essential to the, Torah values, and in particular to the concepts that are going to be necessary for the Jewish people to enter the land of Israel. So again, we started with Rishon. The Jewish people are going to need to have a midas habitachon vayencha vayarivecha. The man was essential for the Jewish people developing a sense of contingency upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is really necessary to withstand the trials and tribulations of Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned how Avram failed that test, vayirav baretz. And then, you know, the second layer we talked about, the Isser of Shichchas Hashem, especially as we, you know, have the land and the the concern of, you know, pentochal v'savato uvanim tovim tovim tivnevi ashavto v'karcha v'tzodcha yirbiyun v'chesev is a havir belach, right? So Eretz Yisrael is going to give you an opportunity to become arrogant. You shouldn't take that opportunity. You shouldn't fall into that trap, right? Rather, zechor as Hashem Elokecha, you have to remember, ki hu ano sein lecha koach la'asos chayil. And now Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Jewish people, I think, a third ingredient, which will help them, you know, in the future in terms of how they're going to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And that is, when things do go wrong, that tefillah is going to be very important. And all you have to do is look at Sefer Shoftim, right? And Ma'agal that we all learned, you know, in Beit Sefer Yisodi, you know, of the Jewish people sinning and the Kadosh Baruch Hu bringing a tzar or an oyev, and the Jewish people having bakashas rachamim, and then Kadosh Baruch Hu sending a shofet to be matzil, right? That's exactly the premise that Moshe Rabbeinu is laying out here. It's an av tibus, where Moshe says, v'asnapalti Hashem, esarvayim hayom v'esarvayim halayla asher esnapalti. It's true that maybe that was the closest call, but Moshe is giving the Jewish people a recipe for being able to extract themselves, you know, from a future disaster. And I think in that sense, right, now we've answered our second question. What are we doing, you know, reviewing the contents of Sefer, of Parshas Torah, rather here? I thought it was Hoel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah HaZos Nemor. No, it is Hoel Moshe Be'eres HaTorah HaZos Nemor. The point here isn't the Tochacha. The point here isn't Mamrim HaYisem Im Hashem. But the point is the idea of the way back being paved through Tefillah, that becomes an essential lesson. That's part of the way the Jewish people are going to be able to survive in Eretz Yisrael, no less than the Midas HaBitachon that we talked about in Rishon, and no less than Zechiras Hashem that we talked about in Sheni. And the Isser of Shichchas Hashem is the idea of Heref Mimeni V'Hashmideim, only when, you know, Tefillah ceases, and we're not appealing to that sense of Vehemam Chavanach La'Zacha, when tefillah stops, then we're really in danger. Anach ba'usach v'ashetzinach. But as long as we're involved in tefillah, then, you know, we should be okay. That seems to be the message of Moshe Rabbeinu in Shlishi. It's not really tochacha, but it's setting the context and the ambient environment in which tefillah became so imperative and also so effective.